Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, head coach of the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets, the men's team, coming off a nice win over Montana Western, a game that certainly had its ebbs and flows throughout. MSU had the largest lead of 10. The largest lead by Montana Western was actually by 4. So this was a game that was really pretty tight throughout.
Well, a lot of that comes from, we played two games, Dickinson and Western, where we got out to early leads. I think one was 14 against Dickinson, and this was 10 against Western. And I really thought in the Western game, and we talked about it, we didn't do it. Instead of coming down the floor and running really good offense when it was 16-6, I thought we came down the floor and took quick shots. Yeah, you can get yourself to the free throw line if you make a couple extra passes, and that's a way to build on top of a lead. Sometimes we transition in half-court offense, you know what I mean, versus just, grinding it. But overall, I take a look at where we were against the Dickinson State game, as far as our half-court execution, and where we were at in this game as far as our half-court execution. And Western Montana changed defenses a lot, which takes it from arithmetic to math, not quite to calculus, but it makes you have to be a little bit more on an edge. I was really pleased with the way our guys adapted, going from man offense to a zone offense, and they're starting to set screens, and they're starting to move into the correct spots.
It was interesting. Montana Western got back in the game essentially on three-point shooting. I was absolutely stunned looking at the statistics at the half. Montana Western was 6 for 15 from beyond the arc. Not bad. That's 40%. But, man, it seemed like they were about 100% because they rattled off a bunch there in a row. And they started off, I think, like 0 for 5. From a coach's standpoint, when you're taking on a team, and I know that it depends on what the team is, but do you go into a game like that and say, you know what, this team seems to be cold from three-point line. We're just going to see what happens there and then all of a sudden make the adjustment when they get hot?
No, not at all. We know that they're very capable three-point shooters. The thing I think you have to guard against is getting frustrated with their team when they hit them. We were in a zone situation one time, and one of their guys hits a three out of the corner over one of our tallest guys all stretched out. There were a couple transition threes that we didn't get to, and then shame on us for that, because it was, Meyer, and Myers could really shoot the ball. So those I was frustrated with. But there were some certain times where I thought we were fully extended. We were up in the guy's face, and he made the shot. And so that's what they do. That's what we have to bank on. Overall, when you take a look at the field goal shooting percentage, they were under 40% for both halves. And to me, that was a lot better testament than, say, for example, the Dickinson State game, where they were under 40% and a half, and the next half they came out and they were close to 50%. So, I thought we sustained what we wanted to do defensively, and I thought we really got good stops near the end of the game.
Montana State Billings Coaches Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM, and St. Vincent Healthcare and Jacket Company. We're going to talk about some of the individual performances from that impressive win over Montana Western when we come back.
Deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Denny Menholt Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
One. Welcome back to the Montana Coaches Show. Ken Adablu talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach of the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. Let's talk about some of those individual performances. You know, you had five scores in double figures, Derek Wright with 20, Michael Hall, after getting off to a relatively slow start, he ends up with 20. Then Travis Bunker, we talked about, the great game he had after the game, 17 points, 10 rebounds. He just came up huge. And Mario Burns, your point guard, he gets 15 points, has six rebounds from the guard position, and he's got five steals in there along with eight assists. Those are pretty good numbers. Obviously, we're starting to see glimpses, big glimpses, mind you, of just some of the individual talent you have on this team.
Well, I thought we had some good balance, no question. When you have four guys in double digit scoring, Hodge was a point away from a double double. Again, I thought those were those are all very positive. I thought we transitioned down the floor. We got some cheap baskets off of defensive stops. I thought we got the ball inside. We could be more efficient with what we do with the ball inside, but I thought we got some scoring out of the post. And Mike Hall struggled early on, and then, I'd say in the last 13 or 14 minutes of the game is when he got the majority of his points. So we're not going to go away from that well anytime. And then Travis Bunker was really good. I mean, he really, really rebounded the ball well for us. We had kind of a come to Jesus about, him taking, his open shots. And so there was a flurry right down the stretch in the fourth quarter of the game where he caught one in transition and just jumped up and splashed it. And that was a huge basket for us. And then Mario is just fast. I mean, he's really, really fast. I think a lot of people have a fifth gear. I think he has a sixth gear sometimes because all of a sudden you're out in the middle of the court and you're even in front of him. And he closes that thing down pretty quick now, and he can get to the rim and he can make baskets. But the stat line that I liked the most was the eight assists. He got the ball to people. He found people. You start adding 15 points and eight assists type nights, those are hard point guards to guard.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think, being in the position I am at KBLG, the program and sports director, I cover a lot of different sports. And there are certain positions I'm glad my kids never played. I'm glad I didn't play. One of them is a quarterback. One of them is a setter at the volleyball position, and the other one is a point guard for basketball. The reason why is they're the ones that always get chewed out. They're the ones that the coach is always in their ear. Talk about the role of the point guard, because that is such an important role on a basketball team, as they all are, but particularly because he just pretty much directs everything. If they're going slow, if they're going fast, it's really the point guard following the instructions from the coach that kind of keeps everyone settled in, isn't it?
Well, I think the last thing that you said is important. You want your point guard to be an extension of you. So we want to push the basketball. We're probably going to err on the side of being more aggressive and pushing the basketball at you during the course of the game. And then we want to recognize when that transition opportunity is not available and not... It's a fine line. You want your team to be aggressive on offense, but then again, you want them to also understand the value and importance of executing half-court offense and making the extra pass and setting a good screen and creating for others. And there's no selfishness on this team at all. I mean, I watched Mike Hall come down and twice just click the ball to Travis Bunker wide open and vice versa. So it's just an understanding of that, and that takes time. But I'm really pleasantly pleased with how this group is starting to understand the difference between full court and half court offense. And that's going back to what you said. That's the byproduct of our point guard. I thought our point guard, he got a little gassed and we lost the ball pressure. In fact, Mario and I talked about that. We took him out, midway through the fourth quarter. And then he came out and it was a huge steal. I mean, if you ask me what play, when you look back at it, at the time, you don't know that. But when you look back, what was the play that sealed the game for us? It was when he stole the ball out front, took it in, laid it up.
You alluded to it earlier, and I'm sorry that I didn't make mention of him because I thought he just had a monster game, and that was Brad Hodge off the bench. Gets 11 rebounds for you, 4 offensive, 7 on the defensive end, and you're right, he just missed the double-double with 9 points. I mean, he was a guy that I thought came in and made a couple of game-changing rebounds that I thought really made a difference, not only early but late in the game.
Well, Brad is probably, unfortunately for Brad, he is somebody that I'm constantly trying to motivate to be assertive. And it surprised me that he had the 10 rebounds, because I know there was a point in the second half where I took him out and talked to him about being more assertive and being more aggressive.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.